with, well, I was with the Yes campaigners this morning in Kelvin, and they were very pleasant guys, a guy called Jim and Neil, and we were going around the tenement blocks, putting leaflets through doors. And as we were going into one of them, a young woman was crossing the road, and she saw me and saw the men in their Yes t-shirts with their Yes bags and their Yes leaflets going into the flats. And she looked at me and said, "Effing get out of my way," and then walked a little bit further down the street and called me scum, which is fine, that doesn't really matter, but it is, I was quite interested as to why she was so angry. And then suddenly she came back just as the guys were coming out of the flat and started having a conversation with them, asking why on earth they were voting Yes and telling them it's going to deprive her family of jobs. And it was the first instance of abuse I've actually seen at all during this campaign, and it was from a no voter rather than from the yes voters that we've seen abusing people like Ed Miliband. So it was quite striking.
Yeah, because passions are running high. I'm in Edinburgh right now, and I've met a bunch of my friends who are still in Scotland, and they're all no voters, but all of them say the same thing, that if it, even within families, it's become, in some cases, such a hot topic that you daren't even mention this with your own brother or your own sister. It reminds me of the pub I used to work in Rosyth, where you weren't allowed to mention religion or politics because fights might break out. And it kind of feels, doesn't it, as if the tensions in Scotland are so high now that it's almost got to the stage where political debate has become dangerous.
Yes, and it's strange, isn't it, because it's so thrilling to see people on the streets talking about politics and being so engaged and using the words currency union and knowing who Barroso is, but there seems to be this shadow to it, and I'm not sure whether it's the sort of thing that would always happen when people are passionate about politics in such large numbers, which is that people are getting really angry and are unable to disagree with each other politely.
And the Yes campaigners you were out with, how did they explain it? I imagine it's not the first time they've heard people mouth off at them.
Yeah, they said they hadn't received that much abuse while campaigning. I mean, the other things that I saw were people saying, "No, I've made up my mind and nothing you can do can change my mind," which is fine. And one guy said, "Look, I'm voting no to save my country from people like you." But that wasn't abuse, it was just people getting very worked up. And, I mean, these guys weren't, one of them was an SNP member, the other was just a, what he described as a floating voter. So they weren't aggressive or particularly tribal, neither of them were particularly massive fans of Alex Salmond, for instance. But I don't think they really see it as being a debate about identity, but a lot of people clearly do, and a lot of people have clearly been really upset by that.